Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy, Week 6, Being a Vessel Open to the Lord and Living Ordinary Days in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity, Friday, Related Verses, 1 Timothy 1:4. Nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies, which produce questionings, rather than God's economy, which is in faith. Ephesians 3:9-16-17. And to enlighten all that they may see what the economy of the mystery is, which throughout the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever. Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. 1 Kings 19:11-12. And he said, Go out and stand upon the mountain before Jehovah. And suddenly Jehovah passed by, and a great strong wind rent the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a gentle, quiet voice. 1 John 2:27. And as for you, the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as his anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, abide in him. Related Reading. According to my study of the Bible and my Christian experiences, I realized that in my Christian life, the things that I experience of Christ, of the triune God, of the Spirit, and of the divine life with the divine nature are altogether normal to me. They are a normality. At the beginning of my Christian life, I read the writings of some inner life teachers who taught that all these spiritual and divine things were great miracles that were not easy to attain. They indicated that a number of requirements had to be fulfilled for us to reach a point at which we were qualified to receive these miracles. I tried to experience these things according to the instructions given in their books. Eventually, I found out that the experiences of the Spirit in God's New Testament economy were not according to what they taught. Actually, all the spiritual and divine things that are provided by God for our enjoyment are altogether normal. They are normalities. But I also found out that these normalities are miraculous to the uttermost. I was considering what term I should use to describe my experiences of these spiritual and divine things according to the Holy Revelation. Thus, I picked up the words normal and miracle to come up with the phrase miraculous normality. If we desire to properly and adequately visit people by knocking on their doors for gospel preaching and have the proper home meetings, we must have the experience of the miraculous normality. We must know what the miraculous normality is to be adequately qualified to carry out God's New Testament economy. I was saved when I was 19 years old. At that time, I had a natural imagination within me that salvation and being filled by the Spirit should be extraordinarily miraculous things, and that one day some great thing would happen to me. But after I had passed through many experiences, I had never had anything extraordinary happen to me. Instead, all that happened in my spiritual experience concerned merely normal matters. Today, over half a century has gone by. The more I have experienced, the more I feel that these matters of spiritual life, which are matters in God's New Testament economy, do not have anything that may shock people outwardly. Rather, they all appear to be normal occurrences. Now I see clearly that as far as spiritual matters are concerned, the more normal they are, the more proper and real they are. And the more normal they are, the more rich they are. I can truly testify from more than 63 years' experience that the spiritual life of God within us is a reality. This is not the physical life created by God, but God coming into us, born within us, to be our life. Our outward man is the God-created life. Our inward man is God being our life. Christianity has nearly discarded the aspect of God becoming our life within. They have also made the matter of the Holy Spirit coming upon men and the Holy Spirit filling men a rare and strange thing. In fact, the spiritual matter of God coming into us to be our life is a very normal matter. To be saved is a very normal matter.